that, you know, having all sufficiency, you know, all, I mean, everything that is required, all the competence, all the satisfaction needed, you know, that you could abound to every good work, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving. And when we see this bountifulness in you of the Spirit and in of wealth too, I want to see people prosper. I'd like to prosper myself. I'm not anxious about it. But when you see it, it causes much thanksgiving. You know, just for the things we've had of God, recently around here, even in my own family, that we are very thankful. It causes thankfulness to abound. When God changes situations and improves our lot in the Spirit. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, it's about the want, the needs of the saints, the needy saints, but it is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Not only does it supply what is needed, but it causes thanksgiving to crop up, not just from those who receive, but also from those, Paul is saying, you know, and this differentiates him from those who receive, because he is, what he receives is a feeling of thanksgiving towards God on behalf of the Corinthians who are able to take care of this need. You know, Paul as a tent maker was not a wealthy man. He could look after his own needs. He worked with his own hands. But he did not have a lot of abundance to give to, you know, poor saints and so on and so forth. He made a living. I mean, as far as, you know, if he could supply his own needs, that was enough. You know, I know, it's like if I was a single man, to supply my own needs would be enough, and then to do the ministry. That's it. At least that's the ideal. While by the experiment, the test of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection. I mean, they've said they, you know, they are under this, you know, to be subject is to be under something by way of authority. They are under this. They need to give. They want to give to the need of the saints, right? And they profess, we are subject to Christ. We want to give to the saints. They are subject to the gospel of Christ. They say we are subject to the gospel of Christ. So, this test, they glorify God because, yeah, it's just like they say. They are Christians. Liberal distribution unto them. The saints glorify God and to all. They give not only to them, but to all who need. First, to your brethren. Most importantly, now if you see a brother destitute, but also to others, to your neighbors. Basically, that's everyone else. And by their prayer for you, then in turn, the saints pray for those who had given to them. But long after you, they long after them for the exceeding grace of God in you. You know, this longing is of, you know, those good feelings, positive feelings from saints to saints. And for the grace that God gave them to, you know, it is a gift to have it in your heart, cheerfulness, to give away that which is yours. Nobody, you know, people give for different reasons, right? There's reasons people give. A lot of people give because it makes them feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it should be. Cheerful giving. Verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And we had talked about this, that the covetous of man wants to hold on to his money. But God, that he would give it in our hearts, that we should give, is a blessing.